Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Cruise Radio is brought to you in part by TripInsurance.com. Travel insurance done right by the people who know travel insurance. Get a quote today at TripInsurance.com.
Broadcasting from the TripInsurance.com studios in Jacksonville, Florida.
This is
Cruise Radio.
Hey, what's up? My name is Doug Parker. Thank you so much for checking out this episode of Cruise Radio. So yeah, we just got back from a three-night Bahamas cruise on Royal Caribbean's Majesty of the Seas from Miami. It went to Coco Cay and also to Nassau, Bahamas. So this show is going to be a two-part show. Today's show is going to be with the cruise director and hotel director aboard Royal Caribbean's Majesty of the Seas, not only because we want to get their point of views, but also because Majesty was going to leave the fleet in April and go to Royal Caribbean's sister line, Palmentier. But now she is staying with Royal Caribbean, undergoing an extensive refurbishment, and then going up to Port Canaveral next May to do 3 and 4 night Bahamas cruises. So with that said, be sure to check out our Facebook page, facebook.com/cruiseradio. Also, our website still have a lot of information on there, cruiseradio.net. And join our Facebook group, Cruise Radio Insider. Just search it right there on Facebook. You'll be able to get in yourself, or look at the show notes at cruiseradio.net. Now, our first interview was with cruise director Carlos Torres aboard Majesty of the Seas. So we'll go ahead and listen to that interview right now. So now we're hanging out with the cruise director aboard Majesty of the Seas, Carlos Torres. Carlos, man, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much, Doug. Thank you for having me.
Before we get into your job as the cruise director aboard Majesty of the Seas, tell us a little bit of a background about yourself.
Well, believe it or not, a lot of people don't know this. I was born in the States, raised in Mexico. I started university and graduated from hotel administration and business as well. But then I started working as karaoke host, entertainment, singing, performing. And little by little, that kind of drove me to the cruise industry. And here I am. I started as a cruise director staff back in 2009 and worked my way up. And here I am.
Nice.
Having a good time.
How was that transition going from land-based to seaside?
Scary, I'm not going to lie.
It
was a dramatic change. Let's call it that way. A lot of things. It's like an alternative world, as you say.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. It's just things happen too quick here. Everything is within four walls. Mm-hmm. So time goes faster. You're always busy. You have the opportunity to meet a lot of people really quick. So you make good friends in no time, and then you lose great friends in no time as well. It's fun.
It seems like it's a floating city, like maybe in a controlled environment.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. We have so many rules and regulations and safety and this and that. It keeps you, like I said, it keeps you focus, because our main focus or priority here is everybody's safety, no?
Yeah.
But you're here to entertain as well. So it's a good balance.
Right.
I'm not going to lie.
Let me ask you about your job, because a lot of people think of the cruise director, they just think of the voice they hear on the intercom in their stateroom or in the hallways throughout the day. But what is your job as a cruise director? Because surely it's more than just talking on a microphone.
Absolutely. A lot of people think that, yeah, it's one announcement every now and then and go on stage, come out and smile and say hi. No, it takes a lot of planning. You have a great team behind you that runs most of the things. Mm-hmm. Obviously, you oversee the broadcast, you oversee the musicians, you oversee the production cast, you have all the vans that play on board the ship, you have the back of the scenes, which are the stage staff, production team. You also have to run all the activities for adults, for kids. So it's quite big. You know, my area is quite big, and not only the overview, but the fact that you have to get involved and plan, create the compasses. So that little program that goes to your cabin, that's me as well.
I was going to ask you, because I was looking through the cruise compass today, and there's like 50 activities, and there's only 24 hours in a day. So, like, how do you figure all that out and schedule all that?
We have something that we call flow of the cruise.
Okay.
So you kind of plan which are the dining times, which times of the day work better for guests, what times they're not going to be maybe napping or sleeping, or when they come on board, what they will maybe like to do. So it takes time to mold it. I mean, you lay out certain things, and then you apply it. And if it works, you keep it. If not, you keep modifying until you find that balance, but let's call it that way. It's not easy. I'm not gonna lie to you. Yeah. It's not easy at all.
Could one cruise be totally different than the next cruise?
Absolutely. Yeah. Especially here, like out of Miami, mm-hmm. the mix of demographics is so diverse that to make everybody happy is close to impossible.
Sure.
I'm not going to lie. I mean, you have your American market, but you have the American Miami market, mm-hmm. which is more towards Latin style. Mm-hmm. And then you have up north or mid-country where it's completely different. So what we have here against what maybe they're expecting is not always what they want. Right, let's call it that way. No.
Sure, sure. How many people are working underneath you?
At this point, I have almost 65 people.
Wow. Okay.
65 people on my team.
So a lot of people that make the entertainment department go round and round.
Yes.
Yeah.
I have singers and dancers, that is 12, and then you have stage staff around 8, talking about technical team as well. Then you have the broadcast team, and then you have cruiser staff, sports staff, activities manager,
right. Kid
center, and then you have all the bands on board. It is like around 20 people,
nice.
12 in the orchestra, plus the three different bands, plus intermissionist, the piano guy, and the schooner bar. So it's
a lot going on,
yeah.
No doubt. So let's talk about the ship itself here, Majesty of the Seas, a little bit of an older ship. I think it was launched in 1992. In your opinion, what makes Majesty of the Seas so appealing?
I will say that it's the crew. Mm-hmm. One of the main focus that the management on board has is to keep the crew happy. And that's one of my goals, especially as well. Since I came to the ship, I got here 1 year and 2 months ago.
Okay.
And I learned from other cruise directors like Ricky Matthews. I don't know if you've heard of him. He's an amazing guy. It's all about the crew. If you keep them happy, they're going to deliver the product that you expect. And it's true. I mean, here on board the Majesty, you can walk around and you see the people enjoy what they're doing, which you don't see in every ship,
right.
to be honest with you. So I'm really happy about that. I think that's the main signature on board the Majesty, the crew.
This ship does cater to families. It's not just a party ship going out of Miami. So there's a lot of families, multi-generational travelers on here as well. I've seen grandparents, great-grandkids, kids on here. So talk to us just for a moment about the kids program aboard Majesty of the Seas.
Well, we have a team that is dedicated to taking care of the kids. We don't have all of those great and big facilities like the new ships do. Mm-hmm. However, the program is really nice. It's catered to, we can hold up to 300 people when it comes to kids in different times of the day and different activities. And we have a little bit for everyone. Now, on board the Majesty, we do not have the nursery program. That's the only one that we're missing here. Mm-hmm. But everything else, We have nice. Here for the kids, and it's really good for the families, especially when you come with your two kids and you want to do something as an adult, maybe go to the shows or the quest or something like that. We can take care of them, and it works well for the family, so we're happy about that.
Is Quest still a really risque type game? Has it toned down a little bit over the years? Because I did a bachelor party, actually two of them, and they have photos of me floating around on Facebook of me by boxers, a girl's bra, and a lipstick on.
That's still the signature.
Okay,
that closing is still the signature, and I think it's going to keep going for generations and generations. However, it has adjusted a little bit. You know, unfortunately, every year you have to be more careful with injuries and stuff like that. You have to make sure that you do not affect the guest experience when it comes to that. Yes, we have probably mellowed a little bit compared to what it was 5-10 years ago. Like when I got to the company, I was like, oh my, what is this, you know? However, it does change don't get me wrong, from ship to ship, it changes. Mm-hmm. If you're in Europe, you're not going to see what you see in my ship here in the Majesty in Miami.
Sure.
No comparison. However, I think if some of the cruise directors come here and see what I'm doing here, they're going to think it's a little crazy compared to when I go there. So, yeah.
And for the listeners who aren't really familiar with the Quest game, I guess you would describe it, it's more of like an adult scavenger hunt. Would you say that?
We ask for items or actions to be done. It starts from something so easy like a cruise compass. Mm-hmm. And out of the blue, like you said, like you ended up on Facebook, you end up in your undies and wearing a bra and high heels.
Yes.
So it goes, it builds up little by little, and you don't even notice. And by the end of the show, you just did everything.
Nice.
And actually, one of my punchlines at the end is, it's amazing what people do for a keychain.
Yes.
And it works. It's true.
It is very true. Let's see, I don't want to take much more of your time here, so I'll just close with this then, Carlos. Any first-time tips for people who may be considering sailing Majesty of the Seas or who are coming up and sailing on Majesty?
Absolutely. Come open. Mm-hmm. Just make sure that you come to have a good time. The ship is here for you. If you have any questions, please don't hesitate in asking. Main thing, if you are booking through a travel agent, ask what the theme nights are, what we have, which events. Because sometimes you don't come prepared. Like we have Dancing with the Stars, and it's a white party. Mm-hmm. So, and you didn't bring white, for example. You feel kind of off. Or yeah. Little things like that. We have a 70s event, and sometimes you don't know, and maybe you want to come prepared for it. So those are my main thing, my suggestion is, come with the right attitude. Come here to have a great time. We're going to take care of you, that's for sure. Mm-hmm. And make sure you ask a question before you're on board, so that way you can come prepared if you are one of those that like getting involved in everything.
Nice.
Yeah, that would be it, I guess.
We've been talking with cruise director Carlos here on Majesty of the Seas. Thanks for being on the show, my friend.
Thank you. Thank you for letting me be, and I hope to see you soon. And everybody that wants to come, we'll see you around.
This is Cruise Radio.
A big question we get at Cruise Radio is, how do I know if I need trip insurance? Simple answer. If you're getting on a plane, taking a road trip, or getting on a cruise ship, you need to have travel insurance. Hey, it's Doug Parker from my friends at TripInsurance.com. Not only does TripInsurance.com protect your vacation investment, but it also gives you a peace of mind in case anything were to go wrong on your trip. How do they do it? They offer three different types of trip insurance policies. Good, better, and best. One policy for every vacation budget. But it doesn't just stop there. They're up to 40% lower when you shop around on other comparison sites. Plus, TripInsurance.com offers 24-hour customer support before, during, and after your trip, online claims assistance, and travel alerts to let you know what's going on at your destination. But find out for yourself. Check out TripInsurance.com.
Every day, thousands of cruisers set sail to the Caribbean and are increasingly choosing their shore excursions through cruisingexcursions.com. Why cruising excursions? With prices up to 60% lower than cruise lines, around-the-clock customer service, and guarantees that give you a peace of mind, why not? So whether you're looking to zipline in Jamaica, snorkel in Nassau, or see Mayan ruins in Mexico, market-leading specialist cruisingexcursions.com has you covered. Book your family's next shore excursion at cruisingexcursions.com.
If you missed any part of the show or want to hear more, go to cruiseradio.net and click on Radio Channel, or go to iTunes and search Cruise Radio. Follow us on Twitter at Cruise Radio.
All right, I'm hanging out with the hotel director here aboard Majesty of the Seas, Giovanni Ronghi. I hope I pronounced that right.
Absolutely.
Okay, very good. Well, welcome to the show, my friend.
Thank you very much. Very kind of you, Doug.
Now, let's talk about, before we get to your job here on Majesty of the Seas as hotel director, let's talk about your background. How'd you get from Italy to Majesty of the Seas?
Thank you. Well, I'm from Naples in Italy, and I am a hotel director. I worked on shoreside hotels all my life, as well as I was happy and lucky to join Royal Caribbean cruise line a number of years ago, and I've been delighted to work on a cruise line such as this one, and the company as it's in itself. Yeah.
How was it going from a landside hotel to a sea? Because I was talking to Carlos about that. Surely it has to be a whole new world for you.
Well, it is. In general, is the basic objective is the same, that, you know, we have to take care of guests and we have to deliver the wow, and we have to do everything possible to ensure that the guests have a fantastic vacation. Of course, on board, we call it a cruise vacation, and on land, they call it land vacation.
Sure.
But it's basically the same. The difference is here is that, you know, you are really on a floating hotel that encompasses a number of activities that we would have also on land. But here you go from one destination to another. So in addition to having a fantastic hotel product, we also give the opportunity to our guests to visit other destinations.
Sure.
I mean, here we go to Nassau, we go to our own island, Coco Cay, we go to Key West in Europe on other ships that I've been on, namely the Splendor of the Seas and so on. They go from Venice all the way to Ephesus in Turkey, passing by the beautiful Croatian coast, and touching on to the lovely Greek islands. Mm-hmm. So it's a spectacular way of really for people to go on a vacation. So like that, they get the best service in the world on board, as well as seeing all these spectacular destinations.
That's one cool thing about a cruise vacation is you unpack once and go anywhere you want to go. The ship takes you there. It's your hotel, your floating hotel for 7 days, 3 days, 4 days, however long your trip is. Let's talk about your job here, because when people think of hotel director, their mind automatically thinks of hotel room or managing the staterooms, but your job is far beyond that.
Yes, yes, indeed. Our main job really here, which is the main difference between on land-based hotels, is that, you know, you're also responsible for the evacuation control center. We are if there is an emergency, you know, we are the ones, the hotel director is the one that coordinates. Once the master of the vessel or the captain gives the order to evacuate, or you are the one really with all your team that, you know, assist the guests in gaining access and going to their master stations. So basically, the most important thing is the safety of the guests and crew alike, and then comes the other part of it, which is the one that we have been trained sure. for all our lives, throughout our life, namely that you know, food and beverage. We are responsible for the food and beverage operation, the housekeeping operation, and casino, and so on. I mean, really, the ship is in a way divided in three main sections, which is navigational, deck. Engine, which is really the motors and, mm-hmm. and so on of the ship, and then of course the services, sure. which I am responsible for, all services on board.
It's a floating business, so you're in charge of guest satisfaction, you're in charge of the food operations, and you're in charge of making sure the ship makes money.
Onboard revenue, yeah, yes, absolutely. Yeah. That, I mean, we are responsible to coordinate. We have some fantastic managers here mm-hmm. on board the Majesty of the Seas that, you know, their main objective really is to deliver a fantastic service to our guests. And then, of course, you know, we have, you know, we need to, like any business, is a ongoing concern. Is a going concern, so we try to assist the guest, you know, in whatever they need to make, you know, to be happy on board, you know.
And being a shareholder myself, I have to say you're doing a great job with financial right now.
thank you very much. Thank you very much. Very good.
How many crew underneath you? How many people do you oversee?
Well, we have 860 approximately, 860 from 860 crew members on board here, and we have over 640 crew members that report directly wow. through their division heads mm-hmm. to me.
Wow. Yeah? Okay. So it was recently announced that this ship is no longer going to Palmentier. It's staying with Royal Caribbean. Of course, this ship is the oldest ship in the fleet. I think it was launched like in 1992. So it's going under a major renovation next April of 2016 and then moving up to Cape Canaveral a little bit after that. Are you excited about the renovation? What are we going to see on here?
Absolutely. That is a tremendous news. Really, the entire crew members and some of our Crown and Anchor mm-hmm. Society members are very, very happy. And I am also delighted of the news that Michael Bailey, our president, announced us that we would not be closing down mm-hmm. For business as Royal Caribbean ship, the Majesty of the Seas. It will go through a very important renovation program in May in 2016. And we will have a couple of new venues, for example, like Sabor Restaurant, nice. Which is, you know, as you know, a Mexican-flavored type of cuisine. And then we will have an Oriental Japanese-inspired food venue, which is called Izumi, like you, I'm sure you must have on the deck number 11. We'll also be doing installing some slides, water slides okay. up on the upper deck. So in order to give our family, the kids, and which is really a family ship.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so they will have a number of fantastic addition. And, of course, the WOM factor, which is the high-speed internet throughout the ship, which is really, it's we are very delighted about that.
Yeah.
So, of course, there will be some soft furnishing changes and so on. And you know, we and the ship will be a tremendous added, we will add all these facilities. We will also have the characters, the cartoon characters, on board. So I think it's going to be spectacular.
Nice.
Really.
Very nice. So in closing here, I want to ask you, why should someone sail Majesty of the Seas, in your opinion?
Well, Majesty of the Seas prides itself in a most spectacular personal service that our crew member are able to deliver, primarily because, you know, they feel proud to be part of the Majesty of the Seas and the royal family as a whole, like we all are. And that is, we are not the biggest ship in the fleet, but we definitely have a big heart.
Well said, well said. We've been talking with the hotel director here aboard Majesty of the Seas. Thank you so much for being on the show, my friend.
Very kind of you. Thank you very much. I'm looking forward to seeing you in Cape Canaveral.
Cruise Radio is produced weekly at the TripInsurance.com studios in Jacksonville, Florida. Hear Cruise Radio on iHeartRadio, the Stitcher Radio Network, Overseas Radio Network, iTunes, or at cruiseradio.net. For sales and marketing opportunities, email sales@cruiseradio.net. I'm your announcer.
What's the best part of a Dunkin' Run? The coffee? Is it the coffee or the $1 donut or $2 stuffed bagel minis or $3 sausage, egg, and cheese that you can add to it? The answer, of course, is yes. Time for a Dunkin' Run. $3 offer available on sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich only. Excludes specialty donuts and fancies. Offer valid on medium or larger coffee. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer terms apply.